I'd like to read to you from the Srimad Bhagavatam. This is from the second canto. Lord Brahma is teaching his favorite son Narada scheduled incarnations with specific functions. But after listing so many different kinds of incarnations, the bulk of the chapter deals with Krishna Leela. So he gives us a quick view into Krishna Leela, and here is what Lord Brahma said about Govardhan. Please repeat. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Gopar make pratihate vraja vipalabhaya devi deve bivarshati pashun kripaya rivakshu dartho chilindram iva sapta dinani sapta varsho mahidram anaghaika kare salilam. Please, if you would repeat. Lord Brahma said,
Lord Brahma said,
O Narada,
O Narada,
when the cowherd men of Vrindavan,
when the cowherd men of Vrindavan,
under instruction of Krishna, stopped offering sacrifice,
to the heavenly King Indra,
the whole tract of land, known as Vraja,
was threatened
with being washed away by constant heavy rains
for 7 days.
Lord Krishna,
out of his causeless mercy
upon the inhabitants of Vraja, held up the hill known as Govardhan with one hand only. Although he was only 7 years old, he did this
to protect the animals
from the onslaught of rain. Srila Prabhupada's purport. Srila Prabhupada ki.
Jai Prabhupada.
Children play with an umbrella, generally known as a frog's umbrella, and Lord Krishna, when he was only 7 years old, could snatch the great hill known as Govardhan Parvat at Vrindavan and hold it for 7 days continuously with one hand, just to protect the animals and the inhabitants of Vrindavan from the wrath of Indra, the heavenly king, who had been denied sacrificial offerings by the inhabitants of Vrajabhumi. Factually, there is no need of offering sacrifices to the demigods for their services if one is engaged in the service of the Supreme Lord. Sacrifices recommended in the Vedic literature for satisfaction of the demigods are a sort of inducement to the sacrificers to realize the existence of higher authorities. The demigods are engaged by the Lord as controlling deities of material affairs. And according to the Bhagavad Gita, when a demigod is worshipped, the process is accepted as an indirect method for worshipping the Supreme Lord, Sri Krishna. But when the Supreme Lord is worshipped directly, there is no need of worshipping demigods or offering them sacrifices as recommended in particular circumstances. Lord Krishna therefore advised the inhabitants of Vrajabhumi not to offer any sacrifices to the heavenly king Indra. But Indra, not knowing Lord Krishna in Vrajabhumi, was angry at the inhabitants of Vrajabhumi and tried to avenge the offense. But competent as the Lord was, he saved the inhabitants and animals of Vrajabhumi by his personal energy and proved definitely that anyone directly engaged as a devotee of the Supreme Lord need not satisfy any other demigods, however great, even to the level of Brahma or Shiva. Thus, this incident definitely proved without a doubt that Lord Krishna is the personality of Godhead, and that he was so in all circumstances. As a child on the lap of his mother, and as a boy 7 years old, and as a quote-unquote old man of 125 years of age. In either case, he was never on the level of the ordinary man, and even in his advanced age, he appeared a young boy, 16 years old. These are the particular features of the transcendental body of the Lord. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So our next excerpt is from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3. This is a conversation between Vidura and Uddhav after the disappearance of Krishna. The chapter it is taken from is called Remembrance of Lord Krishna. Ayajayad go savena gopa rajang vijotamai vitasya charu bharasya chikirshan sadvayang vibhu. If you could please repeat. See, Sukadeva Goswami said, it was so observed by Vidura that Uddhava had all the transcendental bodily changes due to total ecstasy, and he was trying to wipe away tears of separation from his eyes. Thus Vidura could understand that Uddhava had completely assimilated extensive love for the Lord. The great devotee Uddhava soon came back from the abode of the Lord to the human plane. And wiping his eyes, he awakened his reminiscence of the past and said to Vidura in a pleasing mood. Please continue to repeat. The Supreme Lord Krishna desired to utilize the opulent financial strength of Maharaj Ananda for worship of the cows. And he wanted to give a lesson to Indra, the king of heaven. Thus he advised his father to perform worship of Go, or the pasturing land, and the cows, with the help of learned Brahmins. And now Prabhupada's purport to this verse. Srila Prabhupada ki. Since he is the teacher of everyone, The Lord also taught his father, Nanda Maharaj. Nanda Maharaj was a well-to-do landholder and owner of many cows, and as was the custom, he used to perform yearly worship of Indra, the king of heaven, with great opulence. This worship of demigods by the general populace is also advised in the Vedic literature, just so people can accept the superior power of the Lord. The demigods are servants of the Lord, deputed to look after the management of various activities of universal affairs. Therefore, it is advised in the Vedic literatures that one should perform yajñas to appease the demigods. But one who is devoted to the Supreme Lord has no need to appease the demigods. Worship of the demigods by common people is an arrangement for acknowledging the supremacy of the Supreme Lord, but it is not necessary. Such appeasement is generally recommended for material gains only. As we have already discussed in the second canto of this literature, one who admits the supremacy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead does not need to worship the secondary demigods. Sometimes being worshipped and adored by less intelligent living beings, the demigods become puffed up with power and forget the supremacy of the Lord. This actually happened when Lord Krishna was present in this universe, and thus the Lord wanted to give a lesson to the king of heaven, Indra. He therefore asked Maharaj Nanda to stop the sacrifice offered to Indra and to use the money properly by performing a ceremony worshipping the cows and the pasturing ground on the hill of Govardhan. By this act, Lord Krishna taught human society, as he has instructed in the Bhagavad Gita also, that one should worship the Supreme Lord by all acts and by all their results, and that will bring about the desired success. The Vaishyas are specifically advised to give protection to the cows and their pasturing ground or agricultural land instead of squandering their hard-earned money. That will satisfy the Lord. The perfection of one's occupational duty, whether in the sphere of duty to oneself, one's community, or one's nation, is judged by the degree to which the Lord is satisfied. And then Uddhava concludes, O sober Vidura, Indra, his honor having been insulted, poured water incessantly on Vrindavan, and thus the inhabitants of Vraja, the land of cows, was greatly distressed. But the compassionate Lord Krishna saved them from danger with his pastime umbrella, the Govardhan Hill. Sri Krishna Bhagavan ki
jai. Sri Radha Damodar ki jai.
Sri Damodarashtak, found in the Padma Purana of Krishna Dvaipayana Vyas, spoken by Satyavrata Muni in a conversation with Nara Muni and Shonaka Rishi. In the Sri Hari Bhakti Vilas it is stated, in the month of Kartik, one should worship Lord Damodar and daily recite the prayer known as Damodarashtak, which has been spoken by the great sage Satyavrata and which attracts Lord Damodar. To the Supreme Lord, whose form is the embodiment of eternal existence, knowledge, and bliss, whose shark-shaped earrings swing to and fro, who is beautifully shining in the divine realm of Gokul, who due to the offense of breaking the pot of yogurt that his mother was churning into butter, and then stealing the butter that was kept hanging from a swing, he is quickly running from the wooden grinding mortar in fear of Mother Yashoda. But he has been caught from behind by her, who ran after him with greater speed. To that Supreme Lord, what's his name?
Sri Damodar.
I offer my humble obeisances. Upon seeing the whipping stick in his mother's hand, he cried and rubbed his eyes again and again with his two lotus hands. His eyes were filled with fear, and the necklace of pearls around his neck, which is marked with three lines like a conch shell, is shaking because of his quick breathing due to crying. To the Supreme Lord,
Sri Damodar,
whose belly is bound not with ropes, but with his mother's pure love, I offer my humble obeisances. By such childhood pastimes as this, he is drowning the inhabitants of Gokula in pools of ecstasy, and is revealing to those devotees who are absorbed in knowledge of his supreme majesty and opulence that he is only conquered by devotees whose pure love is imbued with intimacy and is free from all conceptions of awe and reverence. With great love, I again offer my obeisances to Lord Damodar hundreds and hundreds of times. O Lord, although you are able to give all kinds of benedictions, I do not pray to you for the boon of impersonal liberation, nor the highest liberation of eternal life in Vaikuntha, nor any other boon which may be obtained by executing the nine processes of bhakti. O Lord, I simply wish that this form of yours as Bala Gopala, everyone say,
Bala Gopala,
in Vrindavan may ever be manifest in my heart. For what is the use to me of any other boon besides this? O Lord, your lotus face, which is encircled by locks of soft black hair tinged with red, is kissed again and again by Mother Yashoda, and your lips are reddish like the bimba fruit. May this beautiful vision of your lotus face be ever manifest in my heart. Thousands and thousands of other benedictions are of no use to me. O Supreme Godhead, I offer obeisances unto you. Please repeat. O Damodar.
O Damodar.
O Ananta.
O Ananta.
O Vishnu.
O Vishnu.
Be pleased upon me by showering your glance of mercy upon me. Deliver this poor, ignorant fool who is immersed in an ocean of worldly sorrows and become visible to my eyes. O Lord Damodar, just as the two sons of Kuvera, Manigreve and Nalakuvara, were delivered from the curse of Narada and made into great devotees by you in your fame, as in your form as a baby tied with the rope to a wooden grinding mortar, in the same way, please give to me your own prema bhakti. I only long for this and have no desire for any kind of liberation. How many of you also would like to pray like that? So let's repeat. Repeat after me. In the same way.
In the same way.
Please give to me.
Please give to me.
Your own prema bhakti.
Your own prema bhakti.
I only long for this.
I only long for this.
And have no desire.
And have no desire.
For any kind of liberation.
For any kind of liberation.
Final verse, please repeat. O Lord Damodar.
O Lord Damodar.
I first of all. Offer my obeisances.
Offer my obeisances.
To the brilliantly effulgent rope.
To the brilliantly effulgent rope.
Which binds your belly.
which binds your belly.
I then offer my obeisances to your belly. Which is the abode of the entire universe.
I humbly bow down
to your most beloved Srimati Radharani. And I offer all obeisances to you. The Supreme Lord.
Who displays unlimited pastimes.
Shri Damodara ki. Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna,
hare 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 ram hare ram 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 hare 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 krishna 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 hare 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 ram hare ram 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 hare hare
hare krishna 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 hare hare
hare ram
ram ram hare hare
hare bolo hare bolo hare bolo
hare bolo hare bolo hare bolo
hare bol hare bol hare bol hare bol
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 hare bol hare bol hare bol hare bol hare Hari bol, 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 Hari bol,
Hari bol, Hari bol, Hari bol, Hari bol.
Hari bol hari bol hari bol hari bol
hari bol hari bol hari bol hari bol
o bhajo narayan 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 bhajo
Narayan,
O bhajo Narayan, 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 bhajo
Narayan, Narayan, Narayan,
bhajo Narayan, 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 bhajo
Bhajo
Narayan, 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 bhajo
Narayan, Narayan
bhajo Narayan Narayan Narayan
bhajo Narayan Narayan Narayan
bhajo Narayan 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 bhajo Narayan Narayan Narayan
bhajo Narayan Narayan Narayan
bhajo Narayan Narayan Narayan
bhajo Narayan Narayan Narayan
o bhajo Narayan 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 O Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama,
Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
O Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Now, I have...